Blog Talk Radio.
Here's your host, Boss Lady Christina Chambers.
All right, everyone, and welcome to the show. It's the first Thursday night special of the year. We're going to do a little bit different this time around. I'm by myself. Pete works the railroad during the week, so it's just me tonight. We're going to talk a little bit of hockey, hence the name Behind the Glass. We have a lot to talk about and only an hour to do it. And, you know, we've got 13 games going on around the league tonight, and some crazy things are happening already in the league. So we'll get right to it here in just a minute. But if you do want to call in, the phone line is open as always. So you can call 657-383-1903. That is the Barbersol phone line. They are a sponsor of all the shows. So you can go ahead and tune in, or you can call in, whatever you choose to do. But we're going to start off with talking about some stuff going on as we speak. Really, there is a lot of games going on, and the Philadelphia Flyers are taking on the New Jersey Devils again. But I want to talk about the coolest thing ever. We just saw a gentleman who hasn't played in a little while with Prossy there getting a goal. It is his 11th career NHL goal. It's his first goal as a Flyer. And, I mean, I think the last time he got a goal was April 5th of 2018. So it's been quite a while since he had a goal. Kudos to them. They have a tie game right now. So that's cool. They're on the board. Both teams are tied 1-1. That's going on there. That's in New Jersey. And then we have Boston and Pittsburgh playing. That game is actually tied right now, but it has become the battle of the home team. Whoever, usually the home team is the one that comes out victorious between those two teams, especially with the 14 last games have been won by the home team, and right now it's tied 1-1. But Boston did score first, which is something they have struggled with extremely over the start of this season, and we all know it's a very condensed season and a lot happening. We've seen a lot of games get postponed due to COVID. Like tonight's St. Louis-Vegas game has been postponed to the virus. So let's dive into that and see, you know, what's going on, because we see Pietrangelo and, you know, some of the Vegas coaching staff had to enter virus protocol. So there's been no makeup date yet announced, you know, with that going on. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, you know, they didn't have a coaching staff during the shootout loss either to the Blues. The Golden Knights did not. They were without their staff. So we'll see how this continues to play out and how this happens throughout the season. But, you know, it's all in all, it's an interesting turn of events. We saw folks like Florida not be able to play the start of their season due to a different team having COVID issues as well. So COVID's not going anywhere. We're going to probably talk about it all year. I'm sure we'll see at least every team have, and, you know, this affect them one way or another in the season, but it's going to be how you handle it and how you rebound and, you know, how you can get, you know, around this and still be able to skate. And that's going to be a tough task tonight for Carolina, considering they are playing right now against the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and these guys haven't skated in 7 days. So it's a lot. You know, it's a lot of days. You know, no skating, no nothing happening for them, and they're still without a few players, so they're going to be shorthanded quite a bit. But that's what's going on there. That's, you know, I'm sorry, folks. COVID's really not going anywhere. We're going to have to talk about it all year. I think still this year with everything happening. But we'll see how we get through it and who's there at the end. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about standings, because hit 13 games tonight alone. That means there's been a lot of games already played. 8, 9, you know, we've seen a lot of teams play 8, 9 games, depending on, you know, where they're at, you know, which division, sorry, not conference, division. And the Scotia North, that's exactly what it is, where some teams play. Vancouver has already played 9 games this season, and they have 8 points out of those 9 games. So it's not a bad situation. They're sitting fourth in that division, and there's a lot of high-scoring games, too, in that the goals for and the goals against, there's a lot happening as far as scoring in this division. I don't know if, like I said last Saturday, I'm not sure if we see defense really anywhere in the league right now. It's a lot of offense in this scenario. But right now we do see Toronto leading that division. They are up 12 points on the division. Montreal sits second with 10 points, and Winnipeg also is there with 10 points as well. But Montreal's also played less games. The only person that has played less games out of the Scotia North is Calgary. So that's something to look into as well, in seeing that Montreal with less games played is still, you know, up there in the points. And we see right now Toronto on a win streak, as well as Montreal on a win streak. It's going to be interesting to see how these teams can continue the momentum. We know that Toronto's been plagued recently with injuries already, and the season's very young. You know, in that series. So we'll see how that happens. And then we go to the Honda West, and we see, you know, the two teams that are actually were supposed to play each other again tonight are not going to be playing, but they are sitting 1-2 with Vegas atop of the Honda West with 11 points, and St. Louis Blues have 9 points as well. That's your top two. And everyone in the Honda West has played 7 games straight, so that's good. There's been no issues except for, you know, leading into tonight for them. And then we go to the Mass Mutual East, which I think is the hardest division of hockey right now. You know, player-wise, game-wise, everything. This is going to be the toughest division, I think, to win. And we see a lot of teams are tied. A lot of teams are, you know, trying to catch Washington, who right now has got a stranglehold with 11 points on the East, as Boston and Philly there with 9 points, as well as Pittsburgh with 9 points. And everyone's played 6 or 7 games in the East, so we just got to see. And I think what shocks everyone is how slow Pittsburgh started. Pittsburgh was not very good against the Flyers in the first 2 games of the year for them. They played very poorly. Yes, of course, Sidney Crosby scored, but if Sidney Crosby is the only goal scorer you have, that's not always a good thing. So those guys need to find a way. Maybe they're going to find a way again tonight against Boston. We'll see how that plays out. And then we go to the Discover Central, and this is where a lot of COVID issues have happened. You know, Nashville had to sit a couple games. Columbus didn't have a couple games played. Neither did Dallas and Florida. And, you know, Carolina, obviously. But the shocking thing about this is they haven't played a lot of games. We've seen a lot of things happen. And your reigning defending Stanley Cup champions, Tampa Bay, is sitting 6th in the Central with 6 points. Yeah, you see 4, 5, and 6, which is Dallas, Florida, and Tampa Bay are all tied, you know, with the amount of points they have. And Tampa Bay has played one more game than those two. And then you see Nashville is leading that division right now with 8 points. And Columbus, who is playing tonight, and who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, yes, they just scored 2. So this is going to be a comeback to see who can win that division and who can we see Tampa Bay repeat. They do not have every single player that they had, though, leading into the Stanley Cup Finals now. So that team has outlooked a little differently than they did last year. It's, you know, it's a different vibe for them. This whole year is going to be different for everyone. They're not in the bubble anymore. they are traveling. They are going all across, you know, their division, not across, you know, the United States or anything like that. They are going across the division, and it's going to be interesting to see how this momentum continues for teams, because there's going to be a lot of the momentum changing and a lot of injuries. I think this is going to be a very injury-prone season, especially for guys if they can't find their legs and the skating and they can't stay, you know, fit. So we'll see how that continues to go, and then we'll have to just look out and see. I mean, there's a lot of great teams playing, and right now we see the Islanders are on the power play against Washington, and see what they can, you know, come from that game. And two teams struggling, which is the Rangers and Buffalo, are playing each other right now, and the Rangers have a 1-0 lead. So there's a lot going on, and you know, some of these first periods we're going to see come to a close, and Montreal is not taking the pedal off of the gas, taking the gas pedal off. They're full throttle, already up 1-0 against Calgary, and they also are on the power play with roughly 5 minutes left to play in that first half period of play. So with that, folks, let's just take our first commercial break. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about who's retired, trades, who's leaving, who's going where, and what's up next in the NHL.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moment. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes in ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high-gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fast Lane Sports Show.
Alrighty, folks, and yeah, we are back, and as we're coming back, we see some goals actually coming out of the league right now. We saw, doesn't really make sense. We see Boston here getting a goal late in the first period, as you know, about a minute left to play, and it bounces right on in. I don't know how that made it in, but it did. So that's an intriguing goal there for Boston, and that's one to look. The goalie should have had that, but you know, the goalies are having a rough year everywhere. And as we end the first period as well, the New York Islanders are up 3-0 on Washington, and Tampa Bay was on the power play late in the first period. That period has ended as well. Montreal has scored again and is up 2-0. But as I alluded to before our commercial break, we have some things that have gone down already as well as far as trades go. There was some action already where people wanted out of where they were playing, and you know, John Tortorella is the coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you know, Pierre Dubois was not happy, didn't want to be there anymore, and you know, Patrick Laine wanted to be, I don't know if he wanted to really be somewhere else, but he wanted to be able to play and be you know, I guess, productive. So those two players have basically just swapped teams. And, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois is now with the Jets, and Patrick Laine will be with the Columbus Blue Jackets. But he hasn't there yet due to a little bit of some visa issues. So that's normal as well. He's going to go through the process and getting a visa and so forth and such, and being able to join the Columbus Blue Jackets. But John Tortorella definitely has said that he will treat Patrick Laine the same way he has treated any player. And if that means getting tough love, he is definitely going to get tough love. And that is John Tortorella. He is no stranger to tough love. He is very brass. He's a ballsy coach. He's a coach I would want playing, you know, coaching my team. You know, if I was a GM or an owner of a team, John Tortorella, just, he tells it like it is, and he's very honest. And some players, that's not for them. And that's what happened on, you know, as Pierre-Luc Dubois was not very happy with where he stood with coach and so forth. They've left. So on Saturday, I said about it on Baffling Sports Show on Saturday that there could be a trade happening, and it definitely did happen. And that's where it's been. And, you know, John Tortorella was not shy. He said they have had trouble scoring goals and needing more out of the players. So that's what they got, and they got him. And, you know, there's a lot to be said, and there's a lot that's going on that's not working well either for Columbus. And hopefully they're getting back on track now, you know, getting on that right shot as we go into that. But, you know, as one players are traded, others are leaving the game for good. Goalies, it's a hard position to play in any form of hockey, and especially in the NHL. And we have seen, and it was announced that via Instagram, mind you, it's kind of interesting, but Jimmy Howard has officially retired from the NHL today after 11 seasons in the league. He's 36 years old. He had a record of 246 wins, 196 losses, and 70 overtime losses. So with a 2.62 goals against average and a .916 percentage, he had 24 shutouts in 543 regular season games. Mind you, he started in 523 of those. All with the Red Wings. He's gone nowhere. And he was very good in the – well, he was okay in the playoffs. He was – I say that jokingly. He was 21-26, so 21 wins, 26 losses. His goals against average was slightly lower with a 2.58, and his save percentage was a 918, and he had 3 shutouts in the 48 games he played. He started in 7 of those. He's had an incredible season, incredible career, may I say. That was and he was selected in the draft by the Red Wings. He's gone nowhere other than the Red Wings. That's what he was. And, you know, he went in the second round of the 2003 NHL draft, and he was runner-up in the voting for the Calder Cup, which was in 2009-2010 season. He also played in the NHL All-Star Game twice in 2012-2019. He honestly has a lot of records for Detroit. He ranked 3rd in wins, 4th in shutouts in the Red Wing history, and he also was an unrestricted free agent after last season. And, I mean, there was a lot to be said as to why he decided to retire. I think, you know, a lot happened. He was going to be an unrestricted free agent. Why not retire with the same team you started with? You might as well. And he's going to be coaching now. Granted, he has sons, so he's going to be coaching their hockey team and seeing what the future holds. So, you know, congratulations for a great season to him and being able to just prove that you could do anything you want to. And we'll see what happens for him the rest of, you know, his life after hockey, and wish him all the best. So that all happened as well today. And earlier this week, we saw Jim Rutherford step down in his position with the Penguins, which I was shocked by. I mean, I think a lot of folks were. He resigned very suddenly. I believe it was after they just announced that, they signed some. I don't even know how it happened, but they were informed Wednesday afternoon after practice, and that was crazy to see. He just decided to leave the game and, resign. I don't think it has anything to do with the way the team was playing. I think it has a lot to do with his age, his health, everything. There was nothing really formal that came out of it. It's very straightforward, and he just came out and he just said it, and that was that. And, he also won Stanley Cups back-to-back years as a GM, so he's done done great things for the city of Pittsburgh, especially with getting these guys in these positions to win back-to-back Stanley Cups and do great things. And I mean, I think it really hit everyone as a shock. I don't know. I'm hoping that some of my friends that happen to be Penguins fans would weigh in a little bit on what they got out of this and how that's it. To me, it's just crazy that you, I mean, man, I would like to pick his brain and see what led him to decide to just retire, just be done and out of it. And we'll never know. That's him. That's such his life. And we're seeing now, like, who were the top-ranked teams, in the NHL power rankings? That's, I think a lot of folks look at this when it comes to, fantasy and everything else. But I don't see how the Vegas and Tampa Bay were at the top of the power rankings, and it just blows my mind because you see both teams. Well, obviously Vegas Knights are leading their division, which gives them the edge. But then you see the Tampa Bay Lightning, which has faltered a little bit in their play, falling in there, and we see that the Dallas Stars have moved up in that power ranking position as well. And I don't know if we've really seen the full potential of Dallas yet, considering they still have some players out and they still are dealing with a COVID outbreak as well. And we see the Winnipeg Jets and Florida Panthers are in the Super 16, quote unquote, NHL.com power rankings as well. The Islanders fell some spots, and they're barely in that Super 16. But to note for Vegas Golden Knights, we see Max Pacioretty has scored 6 goals in 7 games, and he had a hat trick as well in the loss to St. Louis on Tuesday. But they outshot St. Louis 46-25. They've also outshot their opponent 6 times this season. So that's huge for them as well. And we see, obviously, the Lightning were sitting number 2. And they've outscored their opponent 6-2 throughout the second periods in play. For Tampa Bay, hopefully they can keep, moving forward in the progression of that. And we see sitting third, with having COVID protocols and local restrictions for Washington Capitals, they're sitting third in the NHL power rankings. And it's interesting because they are without Alex Ovechkin, Yevgeny Kuznetsov, defenseman Dmitry Orlov, and they also without their goalie. They all had to quarantine due to, as we said, COVID-19. And a lot of folks are, it's on Backstrom, it's on Schultz, it's on anyone and everyone to perform for Washington at this point because they're without some star players there. And as I said earlier, some of the best hockey is being played in Montreal, and they're right up there, 4th in these power rankings, and they're doing great. It's a restricted season, and it's crazy because they're still not They don't have a loss in regulation, which is huge for them to not. They're still getting points even when losing, which is something you need to have happen. If you keep getting these points and you're building momentum, and we'll see how that keeps leading forward, you know, leading into the season, how much further and further they can do that and not have a regular season loss. And start in sixth, we see the Toronto Maple Leafs. They've won three in a row, five of the last six. You know, they've had scored at least one power play goal in the seven of their eight games, which is great. It's a great thing. They're 10 for 24 thus far, which is a 41.7% percentage in power play. And they have also scored 20 out of 26 of those goals after the first period. So they start out a little slow, but build that momentum and keep going forward, which hopefully they can capitalize in the first period and just keep that straightforward moving forward. They're going to have to learn to score and be more physical in the first period as well. Colorado is in that as well, and Colorado is doing pretty good this season as well. They're not doing too bad. They've scored at least seven goals twice. That's the whole talk of the town is goal scoring. And Grubauer, which I've grown up, you know, when I lived in PA, we got to watch Grubauer play for Hershey Bears, and he was great there too. He's only allowed 9 goals on 128 shots. He's got a .930 save percentage in his 5 starts, so that's great as well. And also they're 11-11 on the penalty kill. You can't beat that. You've got a great penalty kill early. You just have to manage and keep managing that and learn to score on these shorthanded goals as well. Try to get some shorthanded goals in there. And Boston is also in the top 10. They're sitting 8th in the power rankings. And let's be honest, Boston's got that pesky Brad Marchand, which he scored 3 goals and 3 wins and 3 assists on those 3 games and 3 wins. And he's on a tear, and they have to have some effort put in by these guys considering all of the spotlight is on them right now with all the injuries they've had and being without Pasta and some other folks. It's not going to be easy, and they need to keep the momentum going, especially with Patrice Bergeron being there and being captain and learning to curve with life without the 7-foot giant, you know, in there. And I thought Chara was a huge asset to that team, and they've got to find a way. And having a lot of folks out with injuries is not going to help them. So they need to battle back as well and be good at what they're doing. And, Yevhenny Malkin for Pittsburgh is another player that's, come out a little sluggish and not been the usual Yevhenny Malkin we've seen. He also, though, did get an assist in the game Tuesday, which gave him a total of 1,079 points in his career, which also ties Jaromir Jagr for third in Penguins history. So, not a too shabby career thus far. And Philly is actually sitting right behind Pittsburgh in the power rankings, which is crazy. But a gentleman there that's putting out some effort is JVR, and we've seen JVR score 4 goals, 3 of those have been on the power play in the last 3 games, which is phenomenal. This team needs to have forth a great effort when it comes to the power play. They've not had a good history of being good on the power play, and they've been goalies. Oof. Carter Hart was supposed to be the answer, right, to everyone's hockey goalie dreams in Philly. And there's been a little bit of a blunder in his play considering he does not play very good on the road. He didn't last year. He hasn't this year. It's just they really need to play a lot better. And their win against the Devils earlier this week was he wasn't even in net. So they need to play a lot better around him to help him. And, you know, it's still not going to end well. And we'll see if Carolina can manage to keep, you know, up with this game with Tampa Bay today, considering they still are without five folks not playing due to COVID protocols still. And, you know, the New York Islanders are sitting 16th. They're at the bottom of that power ranking there. And they haven't played good offensively. And they've got some folks that are on injured reserve with a lower body injury. They've got other folks that are just not producing, and they need to start producing, especially if they want to keep up with the rest of the Mass Mutual East. There's a lot going on there. We see, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season unfolds and who is going to come out number one. There's a lot that could manage to be great for these guys or be bad for these guys. And so, you know, we'll take a look at the league leaders and what's going on around the league. And points-wise, we see Mitchell Marner there from Toronto with 12 points leading the league. And obviously, Connor McDavid is right there as well. Going on there, and we see, you know, goalies, you know, Hobby Bolin, you know, Anton Hobby Bolin is still there doing great things. Marc-Andre Fleury is up there as well. Defenseman, let's see who's leading the defenseman in goals, and that's Shea Theodore, you know, for the Las Vegas Golden Knights leading the way there with some great goals and points for them, and we'll look at who is leading the points there, as Quinn Hughes is leading the points for the defensemen all around for the Vancouver Canucks on defense. They're doing great things. And rookies, we see Ty Smith, who is a New Jersey Devil player, and he is leading right now with 6 points and getting, you know, that team back on track and doing well. And, you know, that's how it works. And Mikko Rantanen is also leading the league in goals, and Anis Kopitar is leading the league in assists there as well for the LA Kings, and what can, you know, can do well for them. And Claude Giroux has become the longest tenured captain for the Philadelphia Flyers, and Jacob Voracek is there as well with 7 assists leading. He's in the top there of the league as well with what's going on for Philly and how they can manage to keep momentum moving forward. One can only hope. And as we see, the second period has started in most of our 7 o'clock games. And we'll take another quick break. Maybe on the other end of the break here, we'll talk some, see what's going on in the world of college. But we'll see what we can find, and we'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes in ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fast Lane Sports Show. 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
All right, and we're back, and we're gonna switch gears, actually. Yeah, switching gears. No, we're not gonna talk racing. Well, we are going to talk a little bit about NCAA college hockey, and we've got Division One men's ice hockey that is going on, throughout the year. Right now, as we see, Penn State's playing. There's some other teams that are either played yesterday or getting ready to play. And let's talk a little bit about the 2021 Frozen Four, as what's the dates, what's going on, and. Who knows? Maybe I can get the guys from Saturday's show to want to be in on this and talk some, college hockey and see what happens there. And we're going to see, actually, the Frozen Four is going to take place April 8th through the 10th. And it's going to be at the PP&G Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. There's going to be a lot that happens. There's some things that are, the regional competition sites have not been determined. So there is a preliminary, rounds and stuff going to be played and see how that happens and everything. But so they're going to do semifinals on the 8th, and then the 10th will be the championship and how that all comes about for, everything that's happened. And let's talk about it. The last time we saw a champion was Minnesota Duluth. Winning that as well, and they won back-to-back years. And Massachusetts and Notre Dame are going to want to get some revenge there. And we see that Minnesota was the number one team, but Notre Dame coming through, and Notre Dame making a statement here in hockey right now. And granted, that should make Pete a little happy, considering I don't know how much he knows about college hockey, but we saw that they had won 2-1 over Minnesota, which was a Saturday night game. It was a weekend sweep as well, so they took the time and swept the Gophers, which is what they needed to do, and that's also who Penn State is playing right now as well. In that Division One series, and men's hockey is huge. We know that women's college hockey is also going on, the NCAA women's ice hockey, and obviously they canceled the 2020 championship. Everyone did, but right now Wisconsin, number two ranked Wisconsin, swept number one Minnesota. So Minnesota was number one for both the men's and women's team, but we'll see. Wisconsin's proving that they are not to be taken lightly in the women's hockey division. And we also know that Wisconsin's Megan Dugan had retired from the U.S. women's national team. Just huge news. She was a great asset to the sport. She's an amazing player. She was there for a very, very long team. Very huge success to the Olympics, everything U.S. hockey related, especially Wisconsin related as well. Going through there and, just taking care of business. And she's, retired from the sport. Congratulations. She had a great career, as to what's going on. And, if we're watching the Los Angeles Kings and Minnesota, sorry, kick back to the NHL quick. Got some fights going on. I didn't know how much of that we would see going into this year if they were going to fight or what they were going to do. But they are fighting, and we got one going on. We have one going on there. And the Minnesota-LA game, they're just letting it all fly. Gloves, sticks, it all flew. So we'll see how that continues to play out through the year as well. But back to college. Sorry. Back to some college hockey and women's ice hockey. We'll see here what we got going on Thursday night games. We're going to see UConn and Northeastern. Well, it's Tuesday. So, yeah. Granted, I wish the site would update. I didn't even realize they don't even have an update. They played on January 26th, but there was no update as to what happened there. That's crazy. They don't even update their things properly. So, for that. But if you want, you can follow Penn State's hockey on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They all have everything going on. You can watch and follow along as to what's going on in your own team, your local team. There's not much to talk about when it comes to college. I guess they don't want to update the website. It's terrible. We'll go back here. We'll check out a score updates in the NHL. And we see Buffalo and the Rangers are now tied 1-1. Carolina is holding their own against Tampa Bay, and that game is still at 0-0, which is surprising considering, you know, Carolina is really holding their own with a lot of guys still out with COVID protocol and not been playing for a while. So that's good to see that those guys are still, you know, hanging on. And we'll see Detroit versus Dallas at 8:30 tonight. 9 o'clock, you're going to see the San Jose Sharks in Colorado, as well as Anaheim in Arizona. And we'll see at 10 o'clock, Ottawa and Vancouver, and Toronto and Edmonton. So a lot of games still have yet to start, will start. And speaking of the San Jose Sharks, as we know, San Jose has not played in California. Well, in San Jose, their home games have not been played at home until recently. They will be able to play their first home game at the SAP Center in San Jose, which will be February 13th. They'll finally get to play in San Jose February 13th and 15th. They've also been playing. Honestly, it's crazy because Santa Clara County has had some major restrictions, California in general. You know, it's interesting to see how this is going to affect them going back because they haven't been back since. And if will this pose a coronavirus outbreak? I don't know. Hopefully, it didn't jinx them. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to see. And I think Shark fans will probably kill me later when they find out that maybe I jinxed them. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so those guys are finally going to get to play a home game at home. I know they have played a lot of games. They played in Arizona. They shared the arena. That's where they've been practicing, where they've been doing a lot of things. And it's just been a very weird season already for this. You know, teams can't even play at home. Teams can't do this. And it is what it is, and now, you know, you talk about it, and it keeps producing, and Patrice Bergeron scores, and now it's 3-1. Not a good sign for Pittsburgh fans anywhere. Sorry, Pittsburgh. You'll have to – it's not good. It's not good. It's not a good sign for Pittsburgh to be down 3-1 already in the second. Maybe they can bounce back. They've done it before. But we'll have to see how that plays out for them. And the rest of the second and third period, they're going to have to really hammer down. You're going to have to see folks like Crosby and Malkin really put forth a show. And the Islanders also got a power play goal as well. That's why they're up 3-0 against Washington, which we assumed that Washington would struggle some with being without Ovechkin, Orlov, and them. And really put forth the, you know, the effort to have to be able to keep going and being well, and let's see if there's any kind of injuries that are significant. Jack Johnson is also still out for the Rangers. It's a bummer for him. He had things looking ahead for himself, and like we said, we saw that the Islanders are without a player, and we see not only is the Capitals without four guys due to COVID, we saw Lars Eller, which is out with an upper body injury. Nick Jensen was scratched. So they're going to have to see some great Jacob Vrana, who was on the top line with Nicholas Backstrom and Tom Wilson, are really going to have to find a way to win, find a way to score at some point. They got to find a way to get in the back of the net. They have yet to do it yet in this game. And as we know, Robert Hägg was scratched, so was Mark Friedman, and that's why you saw folks like Nate Crosser in and Eric Gustafson in, and we saw the return of Shane Gostisbehere this week. Morgan Frost is out, still with a shoulder injury, Philip Myers, and Sean Couturier. Losing Sean Couturier is kind of big for the Flyers. They've learned, I guess, they've done well with trying to keep him or fill in his missing shoe, kind of, so to speak, and everything that's going on with that. And, you know, they have Patrick Laine listed as injured for the Blue Jackets, but it's more so the fact that he's got to go through the visa protocol before he can even join the team, which is weird to say. But, as we said, look at the Penguins. They are very injured. Still trying to find a way to win, but injured, very depleted, with lower body injuries and upper body injuries. There's a lot going on for them, as well as the Bruins are still without a lot of players, like we said earlier, too, with without David Pastrnak. Pots is still out. I feel like he will be back soon. Rask was given the day off, not hurt, but just given the day off. So, and we'll see. Cam Talbot being out for the Wild. The guys are seeing to find a way to make it through so far as well with everything going on for them. And, hey, we'll see what happens. It's a long night ahead for the NHL. Not a long year, considering this year's going to be very fast and furious. Interesting to see how this will play out. So let's see what the games are like for tomorrow, and talking about what we can see happening tomorrow. We only see one game, actually. We go from 13 games tonight to only one game tomorrow. And if you're a fan of Columbus or Chicago, you'll be able to partake in tomorrow night's game, as Columbus is traveling to Chicago tomorrow for that game. And then Saturday we're going to see, since there's no football on this coming weekend, I think the NHL decided to overload us, and we've got a good bit of games happening as well on Saturday. Let's see some games to watch and look for. We'll see Pittsburgh at the New York Rangers and the Islanders at Philadelphia, Boston at Washington, right there. That's three games, all at 7 o'clock at night, to tune in and see one of your teams potentially win and see who can get ahead in the Mass Mutual East Division. It's going to be interesting. We'll see more battles the Battle of Canada, Calgary at Montreal. That'll be a good game as well to watch. And then Sunday we see similar lineups, and obviously you're going to see every team is just playing the same division rivalries. We're not doing any cross-division stuff this year with COVID either, which will be interesting as well. So we'll see what the game of the week on Sunday is. Oh, let's see. Go back to Sunday. So sorry. Okay, we don't have one. Usually they do. Apparently we're not doing that this year. Well, it is what it is. So if you want to watch Monday at 7 o'clock, you can watch it on NBC Sportsnet before the channel disappears. Pittsburgh will be at New York, And you can see some games on ESPN Plus or NHL Network or your local channels that carry yours. You know, it's weird this year because it's not as many games on TV as I expected. It was a missed opportunity, I think, for TV to really pull together everything that could be happening for these guys. They didn't. To me, there should be a game on NBC Sportsnet every night of the week. But there isn't. Instead, February 3rd, which is a Wednesday, we're going to see a 5:30, an 8 o'clock, and a 10:30 game all on NBC Sportsnet. Can you imagine if something goes wrong and something goes into overtime? I mean, that's bound to happen, though, too. We'll see. There's been some shootout games. There's been some killer overtime games. There's a lot happening. This league is really pushed it up a notch. But with that, folks, we are winding down for the last couple minutes of the night. If you've, you know, come and hung out with me, thanks for coming and hanging out. But I said that Washington had to find the back of the net, right? They have. Not once, not twice, but three times. And Washington has found a way to tie the game. And this is what I said when I made the comment that you need to have defense, and that's not what happened. And I'm trying to see. I have the NHL Network on, so it's going to tell me who scored. And that's a great goal there. Guys are already getting some goal scoring and, you know, in there. And we'll see. Connor Sheary got a goal. And Hathaway got a goal. Crazy. That game just went from nothing to everything. So it's... Oh, I'm sorry. Connor Sheary, I believe, got two goals. Yes, he did. My apologies to Connor Sheary. He did get two goals. You know, kudos to him. And they're finding these guys in the net, and Vermaloff is not finding the puck, and that's what's leading to these. And Carl Hagelin got the assist. Hagelin got the assist on Hathaway. So there we have it, folks. That game is now tied. It's speechless. We're seeing the penalty kill of the night with Philadelphia and the New Jersey Devils game. They've both been on the penalty kill. Oh, quite a lot, and the Flyers were just called for too many men on the ice. We'll see how that game ends, and Boston as well going to the penalty kill, you know, with the interference call. So we'll see, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe next week, we'll keep doing the show, see how much action we see throughout the rest of the night. If you want, find us on Twitter. We're there. You can tweet us at Slicks and Sticks. Let us know the game of the week for you, what you've enjoyed, what you haven't so far in the NHL season. But if not, tune in on Saturday to the Fastlane Sports Show. I'll be there as well as Pete. We'll see. He has some guests lined up and see what's going on. And with that being said, I hope you all have a great night. Tune in, watch some hockey, see who, hits the back of the net. And if your team comes out victorious or not, so enjoy the rest of your evening, everyone, and I'll see you next time.
Boss Lady Christina Chambers, thank you for listening to Slicks and Sticks. Up with all the latest racing and hockey news at Slicks and Sticks on social media. Good night.